Hello, I'm your host, Walker, and this is my co-host,
Trayshawn.
If you didn't understand that, that's my co-host, Trayshawn, and this is our podcast, Memoirs of an Absolute Madman. How are you doing? He is very excited. How are you doing? How are you doing, Trayshawn?
Good.
If you didn't understand that, he's doing very good. Well, our first topic for our first episode. If you can't understand what he's saying, we just heard. We just got caught news that Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski just announced his retirement yesterday. Trayshawn is
11:36 p.m.
I don't think the time really matters. I don't think they care about the time. I think they just want to know why he retired and it wasn't worth retiring at the moment in time he retired.
He announced his retirement from the. I can't write this.
He's Vibrio set. We're working at ESPN right now, and Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement from the NFL via an on Instagram post on Sunday. After 9 seasons with the New England Patriots, he's putting
an
end to a career in which he transcended the tight end position, was one of the league's most colorful personalities. Trayshawn, did you like Rob Gronkowski as a tight end, or do you think he could have gone to a couple more seasons?
He should have retired with, like, Tom Brady, because that's true facts. They're like brothers.
True.
And Amendola, bro. You can't forget about him.
Edelman?
Yeah.
Edelman, all of them great players. I think the Patriots, there's going to be a huge gap filled.
And Bill Belichick, bro. Those are like the four quads.
All I just want to know who's going to replace Rob Gronkowski, and how he's going to feel replacing probably one of the Patriots' best tight ends to join.
No one. Tom Brady's going to replace him. Not too.
I don't think Tom Brady can replace him. All I know is that...
Look, it says it right here. It says Patriots quarterback Tom Brady shares his regrets.
Sorry for that. He's emotionally unstable now.
It says Gronkowski 79 touchdown receptions since he joined the Patriots as a second round draft. That's good.
That's very good.
In 2010, led the NFL. He has 10 or more touchdown receptions in 5 seasons, which is the most by a tight end in NFL history.
That is a very impressive record. Me, personally, I think he could have gone a couple more seasons.
Walker, you know, the Walker from Titans didn't even have that much. And he's been in the NFL longer than Gronkowski.
Everyone knows, it's very sad. I think he got a couple more seasons. But to be honest, if there's any way to retire, it's to retire on top. I think that's what Gronkowski is doing right now.
Look, Gronkowski has played 115 regular season games and total of 521 receptions for 786 one. He hasn't even got to 10,000 yards. So why would you retire?
I mean, he has a perfect record. He has multiple Super Bowl
but
wins.
But he's a tight end. That doesn't give him a fat. Titans barely get injured, but he always gets injured.
I think
Tom Brady targets him a lot.
Yes, I think he gets injured a lot. I think that might be due to all those injuries, that might be a downside because that might shorten his career. And as of right now, I think that might be why. Because I think his injuries are catching up to him, and I think because of those injuries, he won't be able to compete, but not as well as Rob Gronkowski, we know.
Rob Gronkowski, I know, gets injured in the back a lot. The Rob Gronkowski that played in the Super Bowl was epic. Brady that played in the Super Bowl, that was a rookie Tom Brady I saw out there.
And Edelman, he was good too.
The Edelman I saw, I've never seen that Edelman before. That was a clutch Edelman right there. He should always be
following. He has clutch every game. He's one of
the Patriots would be nothing without their tight end. Be nothing without Tom Brady.
I think the Patriots have a star-studded crew.
They have all old people. Their coach is old. Their quarterback's old. He can barely run. He has to walk.
Tom Brady
has to walk.
He can barely catch. Tom Brady, he's a good at throwing, not at catching.
Look. In the days leading up to the Patriots' victory against the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl, Gronkowski deceived a physical troll football had taken on him. So he had some problem before the Super Bowl, and he still played. So that's his fault.
But we can both agree, before he retired with a good career. He has nothing left. He has nothing left to prove. He's done everything.
He has not made 10,000 yards. He has a lot to prove if you keep playing.
Someone
will beat his record. Someone will always beat someone else's record. That will never stop.
Wow. So you think that...
So someone will beat Gronkowski's record someday, but it just won't happen.
We don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know if it's going to happen from years from now. But from what I'm getting from you is that you think he still have something to prove
but
to the fans.
But I don't get how he gets injured, and he's a 6'6", and he weighs 200. Okay.
I think... it's a very sore topic, especially if you're a Patriots fan. I personally think he's accomplished everything. He's accomplished enough, and he really deserves
retirement.
Co-host Trayshawn, he thinks more of it. But I think it's for past week. What we do here is cram it into about 5 minutes, 5 minutes or less. We're at 6 minutes now, and so we're signing off right now. I'm your host, Walker.
I'm his co-host, Trey.
That was our first podcast. Memoirs of an absolute madman. Thank you and bye.
Bye.